Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 24th. Looks like the grains are going to start off lower here overnight. We had July corn down 9¾ cents at 6.49¾. July wheat down 15¾ cents at 6.58½. And July beans down 7¼ at 15.19. The beans overnight were able to rally a dime off their lows, or a little bit more than that, as the bean oil rallied. But the bean oil is still closed down 30. The bean oil, I think, is going to stay under pressure. Palm oil was lower overnight. We've got India on lockdown. India is the largest buyer of veg oils around the world and palm oil. So we think that demand is going to take a pretty good hit here as India continues to wrestle with COVID. We had good rains around the country over the weekend. Chicago got nice rains, warm temperatures. We're going to see a lot of the areas did get coverage. Now, there are a couple of the dry areas that did not get rains, but they look to get them in the next 5 days. Temperatures in the mid-80s here in Chicago through the mid part of the week. Then we turn cooler. We're going to be in the 70s, maybe one day in the high 60s, but overall not too bad. Certainly not hot and dry out here by any stretch of the imagination. And if we've got good rains all around the country, it's just pretty hard to think that the drought is out here, at least for the time being. Obviously, things can change, but right now we're in pretty good shape. Crop progress tonight, we should show corn 85 to 92, 93% planted. Soybeans 65 to 80-ish, somewhere in that range planted. So I think we're really doing a pretty good job. We did not see any exports again this morning. It's the second day. We didn't see them Friday. We didn't see them today. That China hasn't been that big buyer of corn. So I don't know how long they're going to stay out of the market here, but certainly doesn't help the bulls' cause. Egypt tendered for wheat overnight. They took Romanian wheat, or it looks like they'll take mostly Romanian wheat, maybe a little bit of Russian wheat. But once again, U.S. wheat is too high priced. So, you know, as far as the wheat goes, if we get more rains, it's going to be hard to rally this market. We've got the long weekend next week. Funds are still heavily long corn, long a bunch of beans, long a lot of oil. They are short wheat now. They're only long about 30,000 meals, so they could quickly blow out of that and maybe try the short side in the meal at some point this week. But I just don't see anything that particularly friendly out here. Rain makes grain. We don't have hot temps in the forecast. And without the Chinese buying, I think the market's got to be a little bit disappointed in that. We'll get crop progress at 3 o'clock. We'll see where that is. We'll get inspections at 10 o'clock. I would imagine that the corn inspections are still going to be pretty high. Beans and wheat, certainly lower. But, you know, I just, right now, I just think that lower prices are the easiest way to go for the week. And unless something fundamentally really changes out here, you know, maybe we can see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow if we're lower today. But, you know, I just don't see where the bullish enthusiasm would come from this week, at least not so far. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.